Good evening. This is the KRFP Evening Report for Thursday, November 1st, 2012. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Latah County trash collection fees to stay the same for 2013. Hotel owner Dwayne Hagedon switched pro Proposition 1, 2, and 3 campaign money from public PAC to secretive Education Voters of Idaho organization. Legislators have planned to create separate Idaho Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. And secretly recorded rape comments cause controversy in West Side congressional race. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report.
The death.
And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. The Associated Press reports Coeur d'Alene hotel mogul Dwayne Hagedon took back $15,000 he donated to the political action group Yes for Education in August, and then donated the money to Education Voters of Idaho, which had fought attempts to make the names of its donors public. Both groups support Propositions 1, 2, and 3 on the statewide ballot, but the PAC Yes for Education was reporting the names of its donors as required under state law. Hagedon's name showed up on the Education Voters of Idaho donor list when the group released the names on the orders of a state judge yesterday. The Idaho Department of Lands is laying the groundwork for implementing a legislative plan to create a separate oil and gas conservation commission in the state. The split from the land board must be approved by lawmakers. Currently, the state lands board and the Idaho Oil and Gas Conservation Commission consist of the same members, and those are the governor, secretary of state, attorney general, superintendent of public instruction, and controller. Under the new plan, the governor would appoint all five members of the board, including one person with knowledge about oil and gas, one person with knowledge of geology, one person who knows about groundwater, one private land or mineral rights owner from an area with oil and gas activity, and one private landowner without mineral rights. Terms would be 4 years. Under the plan, the Lands Department director could be the commission secretary, or another person could be appointed secretary in his or her place. Idaho Conservation League Program Director Justin Hayes says the current system has conflicts of interest. Hayes says land board members are often oil or gas mineral rights owners, and that board has a mandate to maximize financial returns for state schools. Post Falls Police Chief Scott Haug told the Coeur d'Alene Press the Spokane Valley woman arrested for abandoning her children Tuesday morning along Interstate 90 had been contacted by his officers the night before at the Post Falls Walmart. Someone called police to say 27-year-old Shannon Germanton had been locked in the store's bathroom for a half hour with her two boys, a gas can, and torn-up origami paper. Haug said Germanton had been acting, quote, a little bizarre, but it was nothing out of the ordinary. Germanton's sons, aged 3 and 6, were found by a construction foreman on a grassy area near an interstate exit at Post Falls at about 9 a.m. Tuesday. The boys said they had been there since dawn and that their mother had gone to get gas, but no car was found near the boys, and police could not make contact with Germanton. Germanton was eventually arrested at her home in Spokane Valley and is expected to be extradited to Idaho to face 2 counts of felony injury to a child. Secretly recorded comments by Washington 1st District Congressional candidate John Koster about rape are causing a controversy in the race. Koster said on the recording, "Incest is so rare, I mean, it's so rare. But the rape thing, you know, I know a woman who was raped and kept her child, gave it up for adoption, and doesn't regret it. In fact, she's a big pro-life proponent. But on the rape thing, it's like, how does putting more violence onto a woman's body and taking the life of an innocent child that's a consequence of this crime, how does that make it better?" A spokesperson for Koster's Democratic opponent, Susan Delbini, said The recorded comments are callous. Koster and Delbini are in a close race for the congressional district, which extends from Redmond to the Canadian border. Koster released a statement last night saying, "Rape is a vicious and horribly violent crime, and no one in Washington state has been tougher on criminals and sex offenders than I have been, period." His campaign manager, Larry Stickney, told the Seattle Times, Koster's word choice, quote, wasn't so hot, but added, "He very clearly and honestly stated his thoughts on an extremely sensitive subject. He has nothing to be ashamed of here." Stickney said Koster did not know he was being recorded at an Everett fundraising event and thought he was speaking casually to a supporter who turned out to be a dairy farmer with friends in common with him. Koster is also a dairy farmer. Moscow school superintendent Dale Kleinert says he will be in China for a week starting Wednesday for a conference on creating links between Chinese and U.S. schools. Kleinert told the Daily News, quote, "We have several teachers in Moscow school district who are interested in sister school relations, which could mean anything from pen pals to video conferences with Chinese classrooms, and my role is to help bridge that need." A nonprofit group called College Board, which is co-sponsoring the conference, is starting Chinese language and culture initiatives, bringing 171 guest teachers to 30 states next year. Moscow schools could participate in the program. Kleinert said, "Moscow is considered a good location because at the University of Idaho, there's a strong Chinese student population, so there's a good support system for Chinese kids." Latah County Commissioners yesterday approved a measure keeping solid waste fees the same for 2013. Under the plan, tags for additional garbage will remain $1.50 each. The decision comes despite the fact Latah Sanitation Incorporated is increasing its collection fees to the county by 2.7%. The county was able to keep its solid waste fees steady for a third year in a row, partly because of a change at county bulky waste sites, which no longer accept household garbage. County officials estimate about $11,000 will be saved by no longer accepting the household trash. A coalition of Northern Idaho conservation groups says the initiative amending the state's constitution to protect hunting, fishing, and trapping is not necessary and will interfere with wildlife management. Gary McFarlane of the Moscow-based Friends of the Clearwater says messing with the constitution in a way to try to create special rights can have adverse and unintended consequences. McFarlane says fisheries managers who wish to change fishing regulations to forbid the use of bait on a particular body of water could violate the language that protects traditional fishing methods. The initiative is supported by hunting groups who cite hunting restrictions in other states as proof of the need for constitutional protection. Jesse M. Viestra pleaded innocent to a felony rape charge yesterday in Second District Court, but the judge assigned to the case refused to lower the bond. District Judge Carl B. Carrick says the bond will stay at $125,000 because of the seriousness of the charges against Viestra. The 20-year-old former UI student from Twin Falls is accused of raping a female student near the Sigma Chi fraternity while visiting Moscow for the university's homecoming weekend. Carrick set a January 28th trial date for Viestra, who faces up to life in prison if convicted. U.S. District Judge James Robart has appointed Merrick Bob as the independent monitor of the Seattle Police Department. The appointment Tuesday was part of a settlement with the U.S. Justice Department over unnecessary force and discrimination against minorities. Bob is a leading expert in police department monitoring and wrote the book National Guidelines for Police Monitors. Mayor Mike McGinn of Seattle opposed the appointment of Bob because an associate of Bob's wrote the highly critical Justice Department report on the Seattle Police Department that spurred the federal government into action. The Seattle Police Department is expected to revise its use of force policies and institute training and supervision to create bias-free policing. Well, that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather from the National Weather Service, there is a 30% chance of showers before midnight tonight, otherwise cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy and a low of 43. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 55, mostly cloudy Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday, with lows 39 Friday night, 42 Saturday night, and highs of 55 Saturday and Sunday. It'll be mostly sunny on Monday, high 57. Currently, we have light rain in the area and 46 degrees. Well, that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Coming up next is Talk Nation Radio, and the talk is about employers pressuring their employees into voting for particular candidates. At 6:30, we will have a candidates forum with Democratic candidate Paulette Jordan. She's running for House Seat 5A, and she will be in the studios for a half hour to take your calls. That's a half hour from now at 6:30 p.m. here at KRFP. And at 7 o'clock, we'll be running Flashpoints a half hour late, and then there'll be music and entertainment throughout the night, starting at around 8 p.m. I'm Lee Robartis. Pat McLaughlin assisted with tonight's newscast. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscasts you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events, and the public affairs shows, be sure to become a member of Radio Free Moscow. Memberships are $35 a year, $20 for students. You can mail your memberships to Radio Free Moscow, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. That's Radio Free Moscow, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843, or you can go to the Radio Free Moscow website, krfp.org, or radiofreemoscow.com to find out more ways to help Radio Free Moscow. Have a good night, and by the way, KRFP will be broadcasting the League of Women Voters Candidates Forum, recorded last week, Sunday at noon. Stay tuned for more. This is KRFP Moscow.